Hey, I've never been to a glory hole before. Well, truth is, I just came in here to check my hair in the stall's mirror. And I have to say, there's a lot of weird things I've seen go down in some restaurant bathrooms. But having a penis poke through the wall is a new one for me. I was just brushing my bangs like I usually would, and bam, a dick, out of nowhere. I was really grossed out when it first happened. Do you blame me? Who would honestly expect that shit? How would you like it if a pig of a guy just suddenly took his dick out? Ew. Ew! But then, I don't know. After a few seconds of it just hanging there, I started to find it really funny. Think about it. A cock magically hanging out of a hole is hysterical. You don't see that every day. And so, I laughed. He must have heard, because his dick shot up like a rocket after that. Which probably would make me laugh even harder. But it was at that point where I was going to draw the line. Humor is one thing, but that's definitely going too far in my book. So I, of course, was about to say, "No thanks, idiot. Find someone else to get you off, you creep. Don't you have anything better to do?" But as I opened my mouth to say that, I got really curious. My mouth watered out of nowhere, and I blushed like nobody's business. My hand timidly reached up and started stroking. Before I knew it, my lips were opening. My head ended up bobbing up and down over his hard cock. I don't know what came over me. I'm never this slutty. And he was loving this. Absolutely loving it. You know how I like to please people, right? This kind of just goaded me on into being more adventurous and oh my god. I actually started licking his balls, sucking them while stroking his shaft with my hand. I was fully into it. I don't know how, but I even managed to deep throat him a few times. And I think it was at this point where I felt something weird bulge against the back of my jeans. I actually yelped like crazy when it happened. I jumped like how I usually do when we watch scary movies together. So I turn around, while still stroking his dick, of course. I mean, I couldn't leave it unattended. And there was an even bigger dick poking through the hole on the other side. Okay, that was going to be my new line. I already broke the first line I drew in the sand, but this would definitely be going too far. And so I ignored it. Really? Yes, really, I ignored it. Really? Of course I wasn't going to cross this new line I just set. What would that say about my level of determination? I just kept slurping the hard, delicious cock I was already attending to. Isn't that enough for one night? Two would have been like overdosing on cum. All right. Okay, you're right. I didn't ignore it. I pulled my jeans and underwear down, slapped my ass, and in no time was being double-teamed by two giant dicks. Oh, happy? I have to say, though, that the first fellow was quite a trooper. By the time he caught on that I was being fucked from behind, I think the loud clapping gave it away. He totally busted everywhere. Cum was dripping down my lips, down my neck, and down the shirt my friend loaned me last week. Ugh, don't know how I'll explain that to her. So I took it off to prevent anything else from staining it. Anyways, he was still going, still rock solid, so I was still being fucked on both ends, even after the guy had finished all over me. And so I wrapped my mouth around his dick again, yeah. Sucked like the pretty princess I was at this point. I even threw in some sweet talk. I begged him for more. I really, really don't know what I was thinking with that. But I said some pretty erotic things. What, you think it can't get crazier than that? What if I told you it totally did? Well, this was the part where Melanie walked in looking for me. And the first guy couldn't hold it any longer. He just painted me in another batch of his seed as the second guy came over my back and ass. Oh, it was the worst possible time she could have come in. With the biggest smile on her face, too. I don't know, I think she was just surprised to see a normally good girl like me in a position like that. She knew I wouldn't even think of doing something like this normally. So she got a real kick out of it. I guess she wanted me to go outside my comfort zone even further. She didn't waste any time. Immediately after a few snide remarks, she started kissing my neck like crazy, and oh my god, did it feel great. It was enough to knock down my reluctance, that's for sure. She was licking all the come off my jaw, and soon enough she went down to my tits, smacking my bubble butt, calling me names. Oh, she was just super into it. And you know what? I think I was too. We ended up sharing so much of that cock together. I held her hair as I made her bop up and down, and I convinced her to double team. How can you top a night that ends with me bent over on the floor, licking her pussy as she takes two dicks in her hands? You can't. And that's that. Don't know if I'd want to do it again. It seems a little much looking back. Wow.